Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Becky. I am the host of Becky Book Amelia Book Club Talk Live Radio Show, the longest running Dana P. Speaks Network to date. And I am very proud of that experience. I am Becky G, and I am the host of Becky Book Club, the creation, brainchild of One Dana P. Speaks. For those of you who are not aware, today is April the 1st, 2015. And up until 2001, you could find me creating a good April Fool's Day gag, even until full day, April 1st, 2001. And then came April 1, 2002, and everything changed. No more jokes. Something happened that year that changed my attitude about April Fool's Day forever. April Fool's Day, a common theory on the origin of April Fool's Day, suggests that the day started in France around 1564. Apparently, the calendar was changed so that January 1 was the beginning of a new year instead of April 1st. The people who continued to give gifts and celebrate April the 1st as a new year were called April Fools. The custom of playing jokes on family and friends became popular in France and spread to other countries. Have you fooled a family member for fun today? Read about the five foolish women in Matthew 25, 1 through 13. Now, as I originally said, until that day, April 1st, 2001, I was still a jokester. I was still pulling pranks, even at that age. And then, in 2010 years ago to date, at 7:45 p.m., I received 13 calls. Never heard of one of them. But I remember arriving in Miami and had just gotten there. It was raining. I was frustrated because I had had 2 hours or more riding back and forth around some of the same streets to find where I was going to spend the weekend, that April Fool's weekend. And at 7:45, I just arrived in the house, and I was sitting there with my arm stretched out on the back of the love seat that I was sitting on. And at 7:45 p.m. exactly, I remember it just like it happened yesterday, it felt as if something pierced me in my heart. Little did I know that at that very hour, my family, Stephen, an angel. And so I dedicate this program to our angel. Today, our angel, Austin, is 13 years an angel today, 7:45. So it's now 13 years, 3 hours, and 15 minutes plus and counting that we have had our own angel. He is 13 years an angel today. And if he had still been in life as an earthly being, he would be 17 and a half today, because when he became an angel, He was 4 and a half. So I dedicate this to you, my little angel. And Grandma V is trying to find ways to remember you and be happy about the fact that you're no longer in pain, that you have a new and glorified body, that you're an angel, and you're watching over your family. And I hope each and every one of us did something today to really allow you to know how much we love you and miss you and want to make sure that you're looking down from heaven and we're doing something to honor you in a positive and a fun and a good way. So because of that, I dedicate program this episode of Becky Book Club as Angel Austin Day, and it will be remembered and cataloged in history of the book club as April 1, 2015, April Angel Austin Day. And so, that being said, I would like to go to the material that was shared after I share the material that I shared this morning with myself, if you will, in my morning devotion. And it is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 28, and they read as follows. I really don't need to write to you about how and when all this will happen. Dear brothers and sisters, for you know quite well that the day of the Lord will come unexpectedly, like a thief in the night, when people are saying all is well, everything is peaceful and secure. Then disaster will fall upon them as suddenly as a woman's birth pains begin when her child is about to be born, and there will be no escape. But you aren't in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters, and you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. For you are all children of the light and of the day, and we don't belong to darkness and night. So be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert and be sober. Night is the time for sleep and the time when people get drunk. But let us who live in the light clearly, protected by the body armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. For God decided to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out his anger on us. He died. He died for us so that we can live with him forever, whether we are dead or alive at the time of his return. So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. Dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. They work hard among you and warn you against all that is wrong. Think highly of them and give them your wholehearted love because of their work. And remember to live peaceably with each other. Brothers and sisters, we urge you to warn those who are lazy. Encourage those, tender care of those who are weak. Be patient with everyone. See that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and to everyone else. Always be joyful. Keep on praying. No matter what happens, always be thankful, for this is God's will for you, who belong to Christ Jesus. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Do not scoff at prophecies, but test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good. Keep away from every kind of evil. Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until that day when our Lord Jesus Christ came again. God who calls us is faithful. He will do this. Dear brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all the brothers and sisters in Christian love. I command you, in the name of the Lord, to read this letter to all the brothers and sisters, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you. Now I'd like to say here that just telling us to encourage each other. It's just telling us to say thank you. It's telling us to say thank you in all things, even those things that we don't think are right. But if God allows it, understand that it's not done to break you down. It's done to lift you up. Because if you can hold on and be thankful and trust, even in adversities, even when people mistreat you, even when you help somebody and they treat you wrong, very wrong, just hold on. Know that God will do exceedingly abundantly above all you could think or ask. If you just be thankful, if you just trust, if you just hold on. When the scripture says this is God's will for you, we need to have no doubt that what is being said is indeed God's will for us. Paul wrote, no matter what happens, Paul said, always be thankful. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. The verse doesn't tell us that it's God's will for us to give thanks for all circumstances, but in all circumstances. Not for the circumstance, but in the circumstance. There is a difference. Paul was writing to the Thessalonians who were suffering difficult things in difficult times, yet he told them to give thanks. When trouble comes, it is the will of God that we have a gratitude attitude, not a gratitude attitude. Again, when things happen and the will of God allows it to come to your life, to your door, trouble, I mean, God would have us to have a gratitude attitude, not a gratitude attitude. In the middle of a nightmare, we can give thanks that weeping may go on all night, but joy comes the morning light. And we find this in Psalms 30 and 5. In the pain of bereavement, we can thank God for the comfort of his rod and staff in our dark valley of death. Psalms 23 and 4. When others reject us for our belief, we can thank God that he accepts us fully and unreservedly. And we can be thankful for friends who believe as we do. In all things, there will be something for which we can praise. When we can't praise him for what in his sovereign will he has allowed, we can praise him for who he is in the middle of it. For one, we can praise God for what he has given us. How we praise God, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we belong to Christ, Ephesians 1 and 3. We can also praise God for friends who help us when we are in trouble. Furthermore, we can praise God for who we can become through our trouble and pain. Pain promises big improvement in our character. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials. For we know that they are good for us. They help us learn to endure. And endurance develops strength of character in us. And character strengthens our confidence and our confident expectation of salvation. And we find this in Romans 3, 5, I should say, 3 through 4. Dare we thank God for such things? Yes. No matter what happens, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. Even when we are in his will, and his will allows a thing to come to test, to try, to prove us, to be all that God knows we can be in him, we are to be thankful. No matter what. No matter what. And before we end for these last few minutes, we're going to go to Matthew 25, 1 through 13, and talk about the foolish women. We're going to Matthew 25, 1 through 13, and talk about the foolish women. Matthew 25, 1 through 13. And this is the story of the 10 bridesmaids. Now, the Bible tells us that 5 of these bridesmaids were wise and prepared, and 5 were foolish. The kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of 10 bridesmaids who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The 5 who were foolish took no oil for their lamps, but the other 5 were wise enough to take along extra oil. When the bridegroom was delayed, they all lay down and slept. At midnight, they were roused by the shout, "Look, the bridegroom is coming. Come out and welcome him." All the bridesmaids got up and prepared their lamps. Then the 5 foolish ones, the others, "Please, give us some of your oil, because our lamps are going out." But the others replied, "We don't have enough for all of us. Go to a shop and buy some for yourselves." But while they were gone to buy oil, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was locked. Later, when the other 5 bridesmaids returned, they stood outside, calling, "Sir, open the door for us." But he called back, "I don't know you. So stay awake and be prepared, because you do not know the day or the hour of my return." And so, that little demonstration, we have a time that we will be going through the ceremony of becoming the bridesmaid of the bridegroom. And there will be a marriage ceremony performed with those who are ready. For those who are foolish, and it is befitting for this day set aside originally as the beginning of the year, like what we would consider New Year's. April 1st used to be at some point in time in the 1500s. It was the beginning of the year, and so they had a celebration where they exchanged gifts at the beginning of the year. And once that time for the beginning of the year changed, April Fool was left as a day that people played jokes on each other and didn't give gifts, but played jokes on each other for the most part. I am just at a place this day where I'm thankful. I so have an attitude of gratitude for so many things. I'm going through stuff in life. I'm doing life. I'm having trouble. But I know that I know that I know that God cares for me and he's on my side. He has my back. He is someone that doesn't ever get tired of me. He never walks away from me. I allow things to lure me away from him, but he never walks away from me. He's always right there. He's always right on time. He's always right there. And so I'm just thankful to God for allowing me to come to a place while we had a very tragic, tragic, tragic experience happened 13 years ago on this very day, April Fool's Day. It was the 1st of April, 13 years ago today, as I said earlier, 3 hours plus minutes and counting ago, because it was at 7:45, I remember it like it happened yesterday, that I got that piercing pain in my heart. And at that very hour, we were getting our angel and our family. And I have not celebrated April Fool's Day since the year before that happened. And now I will be celebrating Angel Austin Day. To me, from this day forward, first is declared in my spirit, in my life, Angel Austin Day. And I will celebrate him for the little time that I had with him. He was a precious little boy. He always had a smile on his face. He was very ill, weighed less than a pound when he was born. He weighed in at 15 ounces. You could hold him in your hand. His little head was so tiny. I mean, his little body was no bigger than my finger. His little legs was no bigger than arms were no bigger than my finger. He was a tiny little when he came into the earth, but he was a fighter. He fought, and for 3 months he was in the hospital after he was born. They was not sure day to day if he was going to make it, but he lived 4.5 years. He was uncomfortable, sometimes I'm sure, possibly even in pain, but I don't ever remember him complaining. He always had the quirkiest little smile on his face. I got a picture of him in my house on my wall right by my favorite chair, and every time I look at that wall and look to that, to my right shoulder, there's my little angel, Austin. And so I'm dedicating this show to my little angel, Austin. I'm no longer into April Fool's Day. I'm into Angel Austin Day. Well, as I've been saying to you over these past years and this year for these past first 3 months of 2015, I've been saying to you that I'm going to get some more live guests for these episodes and start talking to some people. And I have you to know that I will be having Mr. Feeney on sometime in the very near future. I will be reaching out to touch Michelle Jane, who wrote a book of poetry entitled Black Sheep, and I can't think of the other one right now, and some other authors. I know so many people, but I will be getting some lineup for some great shows here in the very, very near future. And so I hope you will continue to tune in to the show and get a front row seat, if you will, in the studio to listen to the live shows right here by calling in to the show at 347-205-9535. The other thing is, for those of you who have programs that you would like to be spoken on the show, I can give you a spot for advertisement, and I can give you a 5-minute spot for 5 days a week for a month for $100 for the 30-day spot, or I should say $100 for the 20-day spot, 20 of the 30 days of the month, because I do 5 days a week times four, 20 days a week, 5 minutes per ad, per advertisement for your programs. You can do that by contacting me on my website, which is www.beckybusinessbox@gmail.com, and I will run your advertisement with this lovely voice. I know I have quite the voice for radio, and you can't help but listen to it once you hear it. I know this. Please believe me. Not hoping to sound braggadocious, but telling it how it always is. I do have the voice for radio. I've been told that by quite a few people. But at any rate, I would love to be doing your 5-minute spots here, 5 days a week, 6 days if it's necessary for you, at $100 for the month. 5 to 6 days a week, 5-minute spots, right here for $100. So if you want me to make that happen for you, give me a call at 239-337-0367 and leave a message. If not, you could hit me up on the web, www.beckybusinessbox.com, and put in your information for me to contact you, or you can send me an email at beckybusinessbox@gmail.com. Well, I hope that you've enjoyed my show tonight. And as I said before, this show has been dedicated to our angel, Austin. This is officially on Becky Book Club. This is officially Angel Austin Day. I will be posting this to Facebook, and I hope you will listen in and think about your angels, and maybe we can do something for your angels at some time in the very near future. Well, happy Angel Austin Day, everybody, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Good night, all.